on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA will make history in KZN in next month's elections. That's what party leader John Steenhuisen believes. He brought the DA's Rescue South Africa tour to Durban yesterday. He says only a DA government can deliver economic freedom for all South Africans.
If election was held today, it would show that the DA would get 26% of the vote. The ANC, 25% of the vote. MK, 23%. And the IFP, 16%. Now, I've been involved in politics in this province. This is where I started my political career. And if you had asked me 22 years ago whether I would ever live to see this day, I probably would not have believed what you were telling me.
And residents of rural Maphumulo have been plagued by water challenges for years. But now the Ilembe District Municipality says water projects for at least 5 wards are in the pipeline. Mayor Thobani Shandu last week presented the draft Integrated Development Plan budget for the 2024-2025 financial year. He says 245 million rand of the proposed 1.5 billion rand budget will go towards the Mvujane Waterworks to increase its capacity.
Because Maphumulo need 18 megalitres in total for it to be sufficient in terms of water provision. But yesterday we praised them as well. Working together with Mgen, we are upgrading the plant of Mvujane Dam from 9 megalitres to 12 megalitres. And there's a huge project from Mshwat as well, which will deliver some water as well from Maphumulo for 6 megalitres. And over above that, because those some medium term to long term goals, we will be putting some boreholes in some of the wards.
And in the US, a lawyer for Harvey Weinstein says the former film producer has been taken to hospital after being moved to a New York jail. This after the NYC Department of Corrections determined that he needed immediate medical attention. His 2020 conviction for rape was overturned earlier this week, with the court ordering a new trial. Weinstein remains in custody because of a separate sex attack that landed him a 16-year jail sentence. Allegations broke out against the Oscar-winning producer in 2017, launching the hashtag MeToo movement against sexual abuse in the workplace. And recapping a top story this hour, DA leader John Steenhuisen believes his party will make history in KZN in next month's elections. He brought the DA's Rescue SA tour to Durban yesterday. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.